Ephesians, the second chapter, and we are ready for verse 8. This is a precious verse. Verse 8 of chapter 2 of Ephesians. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It is God's grace that has provided salvation for you and me. And salvation is ours personally through faith. And you know, it says that that faith is not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Romans 10:17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. We cannot even give ourselves credit for believing. It's all of God's grace. He's the one that gives us faith to believe. Verse 9, not of works, lest any man should boast. Well, any works of the flesh is insufficient. We cannot obtain our salvation by any of our works. And we have nothing whatsoever to boast in. Galatians 6:14 says, God forbid that we should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. 1 Corinthians 1:31, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. God has ordained, he has prepared, that we should walk in good works of faith. See the difference between the works of the flesh, and then there is the good works of faith. It is his will that we walk such. And you know, we don't need to create some good works that we could do. No. They are simply our response to God's love and his grace. The good works, the works of faith, are called labors of love. In 1 Thessalonians 1:3, God has created us in Christ Jesus for these good works of faith. In 1 Corinthians 3:9, we read that we are laborers together with God. True? It is important for us to learn what these good works from God are for us. For all of the religious efforts that abound and we see everywhere, not all of them are of God. And also, not all good works of faith are for every saint. Think on that. We're not all pastors, nor are we all editors of a magazine. But whatsoever he gives us to do, let us be faithful to do it. That's what counts with God, is faithfulness. Religious effort that is not of God is just so much wood, hay, and stubble. And what do we read in 1 Corinthians 3:15? they will be burned up. It doesn't, the one that may be saved, and they will be, but any works of the flesh, any works that were not of God, they shall be burned up. Now, with verse 11, Paul reminds the Gentiles of the hopeless condition that they came from. These Gentiles in this assembly. Most all of us here are Gentiles, maybe except David. Well, let's start reading with verse 11. Wherefore remember, you see, he's talking to the Gentiles, that ye being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision by that which is called circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, God's chosen people, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope without God in the world. God, in his sovereign grace, he chose the descendants of Abraham. And it certainly was grace. You know where he called Abraham from? Idolatry. But in his sovereign grace, he called the descendants of Abraham to be his chosen people. God gave Abraham a covenant, and the signing of that covenant was by circumcision. So Abraham's descendants then are called the circumcision, and all other peoples of the world are called the uncircumcision. So this gives us the understanding here a little bit better of this verses that we just read. Even in those ancient days, to his ancient people, still in the Old Testament, we see a glimpse of God's ultimate purpose for the Gentiles. Rahab and Ruth, they were Gentiles. And in God's will, they became part of the people of Israel. So there we have a little glimpse, don't we, of God's ultimate purpose for the Gentiles. But until Calvary, though, the Gentiles, as we read here, were strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. We just read that. Verse 13. But now, he's still speaking to the Gentiles, but now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. The Gentiles were made nigh by the shed blood of Christ. And of course, this was also true of the Jews, because Jesus died for all mankind. He died for the sins of all mankind. The cross of Christ bridged that awful gap that was between God and man. And his dying on the cross, his shed blood, paid the penalty that was due us, taking care of that awful gulf, and made us nigh. Praise the Lord. Verse 14, for he, Christ, is our peace, who hath made both Jews and Gentiles one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Well, what was between us? It was the law of Moses. That was the middle wall of partition between Jews and Gentiles. Verse 15, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain, in other words, of both, one new man, so making peace. And that he might reconcile both Jew and Gentile unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Salvation is offered to all by faith in Jesus, his finished work upon the cross. His death fulfilled the law of commandments contained in ordinances. Colossians 2:17, which are a shadow. See, those commandments and ordinances, they are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Christ's death put an end to all observances of the law. Romans 10:4, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Let us read this verse 15 again. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. You know, we don't tell men to make their peace with God. It was made once when Christ died in our place. So what do we say to men? We exhort them to receive the peace from God. Receive peace from him in believing. Jesus is our peace. Yeah. Verse 17. And came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. See, the Gentile and the Jews. The Gentiles were afar off. The Jews were nigh, God's chosen ones. For through him, we both, oh, praise the Lord, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Did we not read, in himself he made the two one new man? So we see here the church of Christ is here called one new man. And I think I'll probably keep reminding you what we're studying in Ephesians. We are studying the spiritual blessings that are to the church, that are ours in Christ. Chapter 1 and verse 3. We have to keep that in mind. And Christ is the chief cornerstone of the church. And he is also called the foundation of the church. 1 Corinthians 3:11. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus, or Jesus Christ. I turned it around. When Christ was made flesh and he came to this earth, he identified himself with man. He came to die for man. So he identified himself with man. That was assuming the head of the first Adam, and he took all men as one bad body, we might say, in death with him, and brought up from death in him as one new man, himself being the head of the one new man, or the new creation. Now, this was provisional oneness at the cross. Provisionally, this oneness with Christ. And it was actually made on the day of Pentecost, when in one spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, all believers on Jesus Christ were baptized into one body, the church, the body of Christ. Sometimes I have to say again, the body of Christ, what is his body? It's the body of believers upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's the head. He's the head. Praise the Lord of this one new body. 1 Corinthians 12:13, for by one spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit. I would like to comment more upon the drinking, but that's for another time. Both Jew and Gentile can enjoy oneness with Christ now and share equally the blessings of redemption by faith in our Redeemer, so that we are fellow citizens. All believers are fellow citizens in the household of God, his household, members of his family. This is the same that we read in Galatians 6:10, where we read of the household of faith. Mm-hmm. And here in this portion also is referred to as a building. Verse 21, in whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. All the building, it says, all believers of this church age. In 1 Corinthians 3:9, we read that we are laborers together with God. I think I already referred to that earlier. But it is God alone who fitly frames the building. We may assist him in whatever way he uses us, but God alone does the framing. And it grows into a holy temple or sanctuary in the Lord. We learn our part, and we can be used of him. That's a wonderful privilege, that we can be used of him. Labors together with God. And also Matthew 16:18, we read Jesus' words. And he says, upon this rock, referring to himself, I will build my church. Yes, he's the chief cornerstone. He's the foundation. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The final results of redemption are sure and eternal. In Revelation, we read, more than once, his word is true. His word is sure. It is true. It is sure. Now, some may think, well, this is a kind of a strange portion here for us to consider. It's not. It's very important that we realize the grace that we have received and be thankful. And to be thankful. To have that attitude of thanksgiving and thanks to God for making us, drawing us nigh unto him. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Well, another reason I think this is important, because today anti-Semitism is prevalent even among believers. It has no place. It is not scriptural. It does not believe, it does not agree with the Word of God. The Gentiles are warned against boasting against the Jews in Romans, the 11th chapter. We have been made nigh unto God together in Christ. Let's sing us. No, this is communion morning.